This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last year, around this time, yes, I know, perfect timing, we launched a series called The United States of Work to help all of us get a better understanding of the jobs in this economy and who is doing them. We found 10 actual people across income levels and education and background in different occupational categories, and we asked them how the economy was working for them. The first person we introduced you to was a certified public accountant in New York City named Michael Durant.
Hey!
How are you? What's going on? It's good to see you.
And then eventually, his younger brother, AJ.
I zone him out after a while.
That's what teenagers do.
That is what teenagers do.
AJ is still in high school, 16 years younger than Michael, on his way to college, in part because Michael never thought that he was going to go.
I guess I have a different history than Michael because I have a bunch of people like telling me go to college. They're here to support me.
That's from an interview we did back in the before times. And in the years since, lots has changed, obviously, for this economy and for Michael and AJ as well. The biggest one being that their mom has died of COVID. So the other day, we reconnected on a Zoom. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. AJ, how are you, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's with the beard, yo? It's only been a year and you got a whole face full of hair here.
I gave up on trying to cut it, so.
Fair enough. Let me just ask, first of all, how this setup is happening in your place, because you're in the same apartment, but clearly different rooms, right, Michael?
Yes. He's in the living room, and I'm in what is the kitchen slash now my office.
is this basically, AJ, how you two spend your days now, in the same apartment but different rooms?
Yes. It's weird because I've never actually like spent most of my day in the apartment with him, so.
Yeah, I bet. And you're trying to go to school remotely, right?
Yes.
What's it like spending your senior year going to school this way?
It's heartbreaking, but like I'm used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume like you hang with your friends virtually somehow, right? You're texting or you're doing whatever. How do you like see people, if you know what I mean?
My friends and I are a little bit different. Usually if we was to meet in real life, it would be to get a sandwich or something from the store. Over person, we'd usually be on something like video call or playing video games together while on call.
Yeah. Yeah. When was the last time you saw somebody in real life?
A few weeks.
Yeah.
Around like 4 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Michael, this is a totally subjective question, but we've known each other, you know, superficially anyway, for a while. Are you sad a little bit for AJ being now 17 and having this kind of life?
Oh, yes. Yes. I had an amazing senior year. I worked, I had a really good job, and I saved up and I was able to really enjoy myself. And for him not to have that, I mean, just as simple as the graduation is a big part. We're hoping that in a year or so, we can take a big trip overseas somewhere as a celebration for him. We're thinking, I think AJ had mentioned like the Italy, he likes the Greek and Rome and gods and stuff like that. So maybe like a big history trip for us. We're looking at 2022, which is also the year I graduate. So it'll kind of be a two for one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the other part of this, right? You're in law school, you're working full time and Michael's got big, AJ's got big changes coming. So AJ, last question to you, and then I'll let you guys get back to however you're going to spend your afternoon. I guess, first of all, thank you for doing this, because
no problem.
If somebody called,
it's my pleasure.
If somebody called my 17-year-old and said, "Hey, let's put you on the radio," he would say, "Forget it." But what's important to you that people know about what's happening now to people your age? I mean, you're a thoughtful kid, and I'm sure you've thought this through.
My answer to that is a simple answer, but very complicated in its response, per se. My passion, or at least one of them, is teenage mental health. And as someone who's struggled with that in the past, it's very important to me, because to have a weak mental health for a teenager is very detrimental in this day and age, especially with this COVID situation, because at least before, you would see people every day, and if you had friends, you'd be able to communicate with them. But now it's a completely different ball game, in which communication is a lot different. It's very easy to just stay in your room all day and not let anybody know what's happening to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely true. Well, look, you two, thanks very much. I appreciate your time. AJ Williams, Michael Durant. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck, and I hope the rest of the semester goes all right for both you guys.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you.
Be good. Take care. The premise of this project, as I said, is 10 people as a proxy for the labor force as it is. In a way, in AJ, we found a proxy for the labor force as it will be, a whole generation of workers coming of age during a pandemic.